I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, a little test that I failed as we open up. Good morning. And I took the test here, and it says, what's the main issue that CEOs were having? And I'm just starting to think about all these things in business, and I came up empty-handed, but I'm going to have our next guest tell you. It may surprise you, and as you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. Allison Hawkins Ward is joining us. She's the best-selling author of, and I love the name of this book, made me chuckle, Please Don't Come Home, except for a visit, A Field Guide of Creating Independent Adults. And there's your answer right now as she joins us. And Allison, a pleasure having you on.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, I think even before we begin, have you got a website you'd like to give out?
Oh, sure. Viewers can find out more about my book at pleasedon'tcomehome.com.
All right, pleasedon'tcomehome.com. All right, how did you arrive at this conclusion? What kind of study, analysis, research went into it? Was this based a lot on your own personal experience?
So a number of different things. There were a lot of studies that were out there that were showing how much our students were struggling when they went to college. They were struggling with depression. They were struggling with anxiety. And a lot of it from the studies that I read seemed to come from, frankly, the way we were raising them. And that is one of the things that made me very curious to find out more. The things that I found out were consistent with one of the things that I do is I'm a life and business strategist, which involves coaching and some other skills. And some of my clients who were coming to me to work on, you know, improving their business careers, invariably we'd get on the phone one day and they'd say, oh my God, my kid is driving me crazy, right? And then we'd start talking about what's going on with their kids. And a lot of them had kids who would come home after college and were kind of living off of them, living on the couch, you know, eating them out of house and home, because they just weren't prepared to face the world.
It's, no doubt about it, these are tough times, the cost of college education, the pressure, the competitiveness for jobs in the business environment, peer pressure. I'm glad I'm past that, for that stage. But on the other side of it, and there are always two sides, always hear about kids who get up there and overcome the obstacles and go on to live great lives, and so many of them yet are misjudging what character is and hard work and feel that they're entitled. I mean, we have an entitlement society, and I don't just mean Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. How do they approach that problem?
Well, you know, the challenge, if you kind of go back and look at why are we even having this challenge, and it's really more rampant today than it has been in earlier generations, and our parenting has changed. Not only that, there's kind of an institutional framework that didn't exist. So if you can, you know, remember back when you were growing up and when I was growing up and you were involved in sports, or I was a gymnast. And when you'd go to a competition when I was a kid, they would recognize first, second, and third place. Now, 30 years later, when my kids were competing in gymnastics, they'd start with, and let's bring up 11th place, 10th place, 9th place. So this is a generation of kids who were expected to be recognized for basically just for competing. So that is one of the things we have kind of from an institutional level that makes this generation feel entitled. They expect to be rewarded just for showing up. And that's very different than what you and I experienced.
Yeah, it sure is. And yeah, I guess that explains why I never got all those top awards. But when you think about your kids and how to make sure that they grow up, shouldn't this problem directly be approached by working with parents? And in a sense, that's a CEO role that you have. How do you work
Absolutely.
With parents? How do you get rid of those stubborn obstacles and exterminate the bad habit behavior that they've taught for years?
Absolutely. So there's a lot of ways to do it, but the first thing you have to do is realize that you have a problem, right? And a lot of parents don't really understand the impact of how our parenting styles. I don't know if you've heard the term helicopter parent before.
Right.
Yep, and so that's basically, you know, a parent who is overly involved. You know, the term comes from hovering over the kids and making sure, you know, that everything goes right and helping them along the way. And to a little bit further and say, how do you know it's good parenting versus a helicopter parenting? A helicopter parent feels like, oh my gosh, everything that goes wrong has dire consequences. If they don't get this particular test score right, you know, they'll never get into the right college. They'll be a failure in life. They have anxiety about everything that goes on with their kids. They overcompensate. Well, my mom was too strict, so I'm going to be super lenient with my kid. So that's kind of what describes the helicopter parent. And we need to stop that. We need to stop doing so much for our kids. The only way for them to build resilience and to build self-esteem is to allow them to have some failures when they're younger, allow them to figure things out for themselves. And it's that takes away that sense of self-entitlement that helps them to build the character, not to mention the word you mentioned before, to build character so that when they go out into the work world, they know how to do for themselves, and they also aren't stymied the first time somebody tells them no.
I think one of the great examples you use, and it's something I think of all the times that our girls were growing up and how we did things as a family unit. I don't mean just dinner, but participated in activities. We became part of their activities, and it gave them a feeling of independence. You give an example. I just love this because I can't think of a better one. Planning family trips together so they feel involved and everyone has a great time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great way to get the kids involved and to build some skills. So, you know, in the book, I use the acronym of GRIT. So what's the game plan? Get the kids involved. As they get older, they're probably not going to want to go on vacation with their parents anyway. But if they are involved with the selection of where they're going and they can help map it out, then they have more buy-in, right? So what's the game plan? That's the first part of GRIT. Then resourcefulness. What tools can they use to figure out what's the best hotel? Is there something they want to see? Is there a restaurant that they want to go visit? Do they want to go to a baseball game? So what are the tools that they can use to figure out what's going to make the best trip? I stands for investment. And that's really talking about budget. So they've got so much money that they can spend on the trip. Well, what's the best way to get there? We have a family of four. Shall we fly? Shall we drive? Shall we take the train? What's it going to cost us to do all those things? Should we stay in a hotel? Should we, you know, rent somebody's apartment, like using Airbnb? Should we stay with a family member? So looking at all the costs, so that's kind of helping them to form a budget. That's the I. Then T is a transformation, communication. Communication, you know, they need to start getting on the phone, making some phone calls. You know, the parents don't have to do it all. This allows them to, again, they'll get more invested in the trip. They can develop, you know, better communication skills by having to call up and research information. What's the best place to sit? If they're going to a baseball game in another city, do they want to sit in the sun or the shade? What's the cost of the tickets? So by having them plan a trip, it increases their likelihood of enjoying the trip and they're wanting to go on the trip because they've been invested in it. and they also get to develop some of the skills that will be skills they can use throughout their life.
All right, only got about a minute left and 1,000 questions. Have you got another couple of unique approaches that you can insert here?
I would say one of the things that I know that I've used in my own family, a lot of times children, regardless of the age, we really want to think about getting them to start budgeting at a younger age. And one of the tips that I will offer, and something I did with my own children when they were about 5 and 7, I used to give them $10 a week. It wasn't tied to chores. It wasn't tied to anything other than I wanted them to have their own money. And when we went out, they would have to spend their own money. But every time they got their $10, they would take 10% of it, and they would have a little envelope they would have in their room marked savings. And then they'd have $2, 20% of it, and they would put it in their charity. Actually, I'm sorry, I had it switched. 20% for savings and 10% for their donation or charity. So that way, every time they had an opportunity to give money to something, whether it be in church, whether it be a community service involvement, they would go get their little envelope, and they would make a contribution. And then the rest of the money, they would have to spend on things that they wanted and sometimes things they needed. When it came to buying a Halloween costume, I'd say, great, the costume's $40. You're going to have to come up with $20. But because they had been, you know, had some money in their wallet, they could afford to do that. But the idea of sometimes you have to save your money to wait to spend it on what you want, and it's important to you know, contribute, was something I started rolling on with the girls.
All right, thanks. A great informative session on how to develop character in your kids. Thank you very much for joining us, Allison Hawkins Ward. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks very much, Stu.
All right, a little break. Little change of topic, and we'll continue.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio. Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who is one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
Darling, you send me, I know you. Darling, you send me honest to do, honest you.
Oh, I'm entertained every day. I'm frustrated every day like everyone else. I'm entertained every day like most other people. I am getting so much pleasure out of watching Hillary Clinton. I want her to come out. I want her to continue to make the rounds. Go look at the definition of delusional. This fruitcake is delusional in addition to being an absolutely evil person. And she is, you can just see it. She is suffering and rationalizing. And oh, so she, what did she say? If this were October 19th, she would have won the election? Oh, really? Well, if this were October 19th, 2028 or 2030, I'd win the election. What does it mean? It means she can't accept this loss. She's out tweeting, she's out going around, she's blaming everyone, blaming James Comey, blaming the Russians, blaming WikiLeaks, blaming her staff, who wasn't, they just weren't smart enough. You know, you talk about that smug, quote, intellectual, academician, a young guy, smart guy, Robbie Mook. Here the election is coming down to a critical stage. And Hillary's got, a 2 million-person lead in California? This isn't a popular vote, Hillary. 2 million lead? Get out of California and go to Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and parts of Ohio. The advice was so dumb, I'm still waiting for the book Shattered to come in that I want to read, and hopefully we'll get one of the two authors on the show. But she's there justifying the fact that she won the election with the popular vote. Only she thinks she won that election. And, the consequences for her and her mental stability, I think, are quite significant. I mean, this was a shock to her system. She took for granted that she was going to beat Barack Obama. She never learned a lesson. And, keep going around. Keep fooling yourself. Keep looking for those little applause lines, because the people who love and worship Hillary, yeah, it's worship. It is blind worship. They're going to continue. And The part of this that I just flat out don't like. Do you know? I had a friend years ago, Monty, and I would just, you know, I'd call him when he was working. I didn't have that much pressure, and I'd annoy him, and he'd have to go in on a Saturday. I mean, it was comical. It was a friendship, and I called him again, and I'd call him when he was working, and he'd say, "I can't even work because you're driving me crazy in work." It was all tongue-in-cheek, but it was annoying to him. And he said, "You must have had 6 nervous breakdowns and didn't realize you had any." Well, just for the medical record, I haven't had any breakdowns, but it was humorous. And I'm looking at Hillary, and I'm thinking, how many breakdowns has she had that she can't stop this? She can't stop the train from heading off the tracks. And I know I'm going to sound cruel saying this, and I could say I don't care less, but what I am going to say is probably draw a lot of ire from the audience, getting a lot of pleasure out of this. I had an insufferable time during the 8 years of Barry Hussein Obama, and the only thing that's kind of spoiling this is the fact that just about everybody is unified against Trump. And I'm even going to extend that to his own daughter and son-in-law, because they're basically very liberal politically. He's fighting elements wherever he goes, and he's making the huge mistake of trusting a snake like Paul Ryan. You know, I talked about how I've never been a Mitch McConnell fan. Take Mitch McConnell over Paul Ryan. And he's yielding. I mean, this past decision on where the money's going to go and how much of it is going for the wall and how much of it is going for infrastructure. I don't think Trump won that. I think he lost it. And I'm afraid he thinks he won it. But I don't think it would lived up to the expectations of the great negotiator he is. And if he keeps suffering a succession of losses by not getting Obamacare passed, by failing on tax reform, and not getting the infrastructure bill done, I think it's seriously going to hurt his presidency. And unlike past presidents, ego is the issue here. With other past presidents, you know, you succeed, you fail. If you succeed, you fail. You all have winning days and losing days. But things go on because the center of attention isn't on you. I can't ever remember being in a sense on, Obama's different again. I mean, he's just in his own class. But whether it was Bill Clinton, either George Bush, Ronald Reagan, it wasn't that any of them, and I'm sure they did, took things so personally. So Hillary gets out and gives these talks, and then she sends out a tweet. And the tweet is designed to bait Donald Trump. And sure enough, it seems like it was almost instantaneous. He baits it, he turns around, and he goes for the bait, sends out his own tweet. And I'm thinking, how many times does it take to learn? You just can't do this. And he continues to do it. And I'm saying that he's going to continue to do this. I'm not talking 8 years. I can't talk 8 years. Who knows? He's going to continue to do this for the next 4 years. And he's doing nothing. Nothing. But ticking off a good part of America, although I want to get my finger in here on the trigger on the statement that cost. There were many things. Basket of deplorables. I'm one of them. Thank you for that, Hillary. How stupid you were. I'm going to take a break. We'll be back.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Biz Talk Radio.
Highness, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
Hey, did Chuck Schumer get a hair transplant? He's always looked like a schmuck, but he's a little different now. You like his glasses over the rim of his nose? I'm getting too picky, aren't I? Well, maybe I shouldn't say that regarding the nose, but I'm getting too picky. I mean, this guy is revolting. I said, oh my God, now that Harry Reid is gone. It could never be like this again. The only difference is Chuck Schumer knows how to smile and put it on, and Harry Reid was a nasty, mean SOB. But you can't get rid of them. It's like having a termite inspector come out and spray in the house. I mean, they're going to come back. They're going to come back every year. It's like my daughters when they grew up working, and each one of them had a tough boss or a bad boss or two, and It was painful to listen to them and to say, listen, this is what it is in life. It's what it is in business. It's not all perfect. You move on. And gradually things get good. And they did. Except sometimes when you reach a certain point in life, it's hard to get appeased. I think back to my childhood that I don't want to bore people with. And my mother would say, honey, don't worry. Because, I was a worrier. Everything will be okay. Everything will be all right. And I would be sometimes shaken to the core. She says, don't worry. And my father would say, don't worry, Stu. It'll be all right. And you want to know something? It was virtually all right every time afterwards. And I grew up thinking about that. Most things have worked out. I and my family have been really blessed. But then when you move on to another area, and I maybe this just wasn't the greatest connection to make. You take a look at the world and what's going on in the world. And I think I adapted those same set of principles to growing up by saying, the Cuban Missile Crisis, this, that, all these things. Everything will be all right. Everything will be okay. And it was. Then we had the advent of nuclear and chemical weapons. We had the rise of these savage, subhuman barbarians all over the world, never able to stop them, the influx and the inflow of drugs into this country. It's become a series of massive epidemics. Now, I ain't no smarter than the average person. But I remember saying way back decades ago, we've got to watch out for terrorism. It's going to manifest itself in this country. We've got to stop this AIDS virus that's coming in here. It's going to kill millions. We've got to stop the drugs from coming into this country. It's going to infiltrate it and ruin it. I can't believe how much it's ruined this country and ruined so many young lives. I mean, our drug problem in this country is so alarming that I'm not sure it doesn't dwarf every other problem. So what do you do now? What do you do with illegals in here? The cartels, the illegal immigrants committing crimes. Trump has done, a superb job. We need to get them the hell out of here as fast as we can, and all of them that we can. And then I witnessed the rise of nuclear weapons and chemical weapons and said, oh boy, what if this gets into some country's wrong hands? Well, it's not just some country. It's getting into the wrong hands of lunatics like Kim Jong-un, Iran, and elsewhere, even Pakistan. And where they don't have that, look what's going on in Afghanistan and Iraq still. And Trump's solutions are admirable, except please don't send any more of our troops into Afghanistan. You've got to learn the lessons for the future based upon the lessons of the past. The once mighty USSR, and man, they were mighty. They couldn't win in Afghanistan. We're still trying to win there. We can't win. Which is my position has been transformed through the decades, not based upon my values, but upon the reality of what's going on. And the reality is when conditions change worldwide, you've got to change. We just can't go in and start attacking Russia, Iran, Yemen, North Korea. There are too many, not only political consequences, but real life consequences. And I just hope Trump learns this fast, because not everybody does everything the way you do it. And I sit back and say, please don't send our ground troops in. Don't send them into Syria. Don't send them into North Korea. Don't send them in. Well, you're not going to send them into North Korea. But don't send them into Afghanistan. And here's where the conflicts come in and how to resolve a situation. I'm much more a dove now than a hawk. And for many, many decades, I was a hawk. But again, it's not because I have changed my political views. I'm for going in and just launching 100,000 troops against ISIS to wipe them out. It's a different scenario. Would I want to be president of the United States? All the glamour and all the glitz, the answer is no, thank you. I only hope and pray that Donald Trump, and I don't mean this religiously, will be a savior for us, because he's the only major political individual I know who's got the you-know-what to get out and try to solve things. We've got one more day to try to solve problems, one more day this week, and that's tomorrow. I want to thank you for listening. It's Stu Taylor.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Bill Bratton. I'm Chairman of Kroll, former police commissioner of New York, and chief in Los Angeles. I just did a great interview with Stu Taylor on his show. I want to thank him. It's a great show, thoughtful questions, and you get a chance to do more than sound bites.
Thank you.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is
breaking. All right, we're back, and by virtue of Skype, we're joined by Professor Malcolm Carruthers. Happy to have him back. He's the author of a couple of books. Today we're going to talk about his new one, which is called APAN, Androgen Deficiency in the Adult Male. It's published by Author House UK. You can go to barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, or authorhouse.com. And welcome to the show, Dr. Carruthers. Nice to have you back.
Yes, well, it's good to be back, Stu. I greatly enjoyed our last interview, as you know.
So did I. Now, tell us about this book. Is it a follow-up to the first one?
No, it's sort of parallel, really. It's a follow-up to the first edition of Adam. It's really for more for health professionals, like doctors, nurses, pharmacists, because it gives the detailed evidence in the form of articles that I've written over the last 30 years for my theories of why testosterone treatment is safe and effective, so it's my collected works, really.
Has there been progress in the issue of not only male inadequacy or what other issues that testosterone delivers? Do you have any new updates?
Yes, very much so. Really, I'm trying to present it as an equivalent to HRT, hormone replacement therapy for women, and to say that at the age of 50, both men and women should be offered sort of full medical screening, and if they choose and, discuss all the for and against things, that they should be offered their form of hormone treatment, a sort of hormonal health care, as a way of safeguarding the your health in the second half of life.
You can't put your money everywhere. By that, I mean the medical community. It doesn't seem that this issue has been given a lot of medical attention. Is that true? And if so, why?
Well, it is true. And that was the sort of theme of the first book, is that there's resistance to the idea of both male and female hormone treatments, and it's quite unnecessary because they're both, if supervised by adequately trained physicians, they're both very safe and effective.
Well, are there other conditions that are attributed to testosterone deficiency?
Yeah, increasing range. The common one nowadays is being overweight, obese, and that's caused by and can be reversed. It's caused by hormone deficiency and can be reversed largely by it. Heart disease is another one, and also one I'm working on in conjunction with an Australian university. It's Alzheimer's disease, because that's a very serious increasing health problem.
Is testosterone deficiency difficult to detect?
No, it's obvious from the symptoms that people have of running out of energy, running out of drive, particularly sex drive, and men losing their morning erections too. To put it bluntly, these are the signs, and there's a checklist of symptoms that are on most websites.
Run through that checklist, and can you provide any websites?
Yeah. Well, here in the UK, we've got the Centre for Men's Health website, which is centreformenshealth.co.uk, and also the website of the charity that I'm president of, which is called the Andropause Society. So that's testosteroneresistance.co.uk. But anyway, the checklists are very simple, straightforward, fatigue is a primary one, depression and loss of libido, loss of morning erections and problems with erections generally. These are the principal ones there, but also people lose mental energy and become quite forgetful and quite irritable as well. And all these are typical symptoms, and they're actually much more reliable than the blood tests, because the blood tests are inaccurate and the condition is due to not so much lack of testosterone, but the body becoming resistant to it, like insulin in diabetes. So it's a very similar condition, and there's many similarities between the two. So you can, treat diabetes in many cases with some testosterone. It's needed as well.
Are the implications of testosterone being a cause in certain other illnesses? You answered this partly earlier. Significant or peripheral?
No, they're really quite significant and central and very important, but they're not often recognized. And I've just been to a big conference in Copenhagen where some experts were saying that only 2% of men became testosterone deficient, but I say it's more than 10 times that. And there was it was a very common condition that was often diagnosed.
What would you like to add about the book, Professor Carruthers, that we haven't discussed here? We've got about a minute and a half to go.
Well, I'd like to say that the book gives all the evidence for the importance of testosterone deficiency, and how to treat it, as gathered over 25 years. I think that it's a game-changing idea, and that it should be much more commonly given. So I hope that it's a treatment that's coming in a hurry, and will form the basis of the preventive medicine of the future by being made more available both to men and like HRT for women.
Do you think the medical community, with all the money they have to allocate, will come up with additional support?
Well, I think they're very resistant to the idea, but I hope they will come up. There's not a lot of money needed. What's needed is to actually apply the treatment and come to the help of so many men.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add? I guess we're out of time. We're saved on that one. Adam, androgen deficiency in the adult male causes diagnosis and treatment. Second edition. It's been a pleasure to have Professor Malcolm Carruthers back with us. This is Stu Taylor.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.